The world of ministry to teenagers can offer a full range of emotion, interesting challenges, rewarding victories, and discouraging difficulty. It is important to remember that the work we do with students is vital. It is good to be reminded that what you do matters and is appreciated. We hope that the time you spend here will encourage you and equip you to hit the mark in life and ministry. Welcome to the SCOPOST Podcast, impacting youth ministry in Oklahoma and beyond.
Hello and welcome to the SCOPOST Podcast. My name is Todd Sanders. I'm the Student Education Specialist with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. And I am here in studio with
Mike Romero
and
Brandon Montgomery.
Woo! From Mike Romero Band. So you guys, just quickly as we jump off here into this episode, you have a new project.
Yes.
I just want you to kind of tell me, tell the people about this new project that you guys have just released.
You bet. The album's called When the Skies. It's 10 songs, but we're actually looking at it more like 10 stories. One of the things about this album, Todd, that I don't think a lot of people know is that each of these songs have come from just unbelievable stories that we've had, that we've heard, that we've experienced as a band, through friends, through family. I mean, we've experienced loss together, recently, and we've also experienced life together recently. So each of these songs are stories about that, of loss, of questioning, of like, one of the songs like starts off saying, I am scared, I confess all these fears in my head, kind of a dangerous song to sing, then saying, God be near, you know, which is exactly in those moments of darkness, in those moments of sadness, of grieving, God, we need you here. You know, but then also on the flip side, stories like It Will Be Okay, you know, stories that were inspired by friends of ours going through unbelievable, like major accidents, from paralyzation to like this story of like a miracle, like, you know, being able to walk again and just understanding that, man, it's going to be okay. And why? Because God is fighting our battles and he's won the victory, you know? And so those are, you know, and I don't know, Brandon, what do you think? Like, I think one of the central themes is, I mean, really at the central theme, don't give up.
Right.
In all of it.
Yeah, so good.
Don't give up.
So good.
Yeah, and something we're super excited about is sharing these stories each month as we go. So we released the album last month, or actually the beginning of this month.
Yeah.
And so what we're excited about is not just hoping that people hear the songs, but sharing those stories for each song. So this month we focused on It'll Be Okay and Kyle's story, and next month we're doing the story about Don't Give Up. And so we're just excited to get the stories out, because I think that's where a lot of the depth for these songs comes from, the backstory of why they were written.
So good. And just listening to and knowing you guys and being connected that way, and knowing some of the things, even in the past year, as you've, you know, been producing it and walking through and writing this album and getting it ready just as a band, and then also extended, just to hear that truth and know that that's coming from a heart of joy. And God's provision through those times. It's a powerful project. And it's good music. And I would encourage anyone to pick it up. So we can talk about the album a little bit more. But where can people find the project? Where can they get a hold of it?
Absolutely. All digital sale. I mean, like online stores, you know, iTunes, Amazon, Google, Spotify, Apple Music, our website. You know, we're selling physical copies on our website if people want to do that.
Awesome. Yeah. So I would encourage you guys to check out the album, check out the music, and also then kind of follow these stories through social media and that kind of thing. Are you releasing the information there? What are your social media handles?
Yeah, it's all at Mike Romero Music. So okay. For Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Very good.
It's all the same.
So check it out there. So if there is, let me just think in terms of resources, like this music resource you guys are putting out, you want this to get in people's hands. What is something you might encourage leaders with as a way they might use a project like this with their students? And thinking about, you know, guys and ladies getting their hands on it in order to give that to their students.
Yeah, I would say for me personally, it was a great album for us to really explore who we were personally, not trying to be Hillsong or Tomlin or whatever, but just sitting down and saying, who are we as musicians, as people, what is our story? And then responding to God through those things. So I would say if I was a youth pastor, to really encourage your students to do that, your worship team, to sit down and really figure out who you are as a person in Christ, and what is your story, what is your part in Christ's story, the bigger story. And then I think from that place, you can write a lot of really great songs, or do your own kind of arrangements of songs that you've been doing at church. That I think that brings a level of authenticity to your worship. So then you're not just trying to be Chris Tomlin, or you're not just trying to copy it. There's nothing wrong with doing that, but I think a lot of times you can find more depth when you experience the songs through your own life. And so that project was that for me.
Absolutely. And one of the things too, I think that would help. I mean, you know, to resource people, like, and we're doing a podcast on each one of the songs. We're, you know, so it's a series. We've also got blogs for each of the songs, stories, videos. So, and so maybe like when I was doing student ministry, if I heard something like this, I'd be like, okay, so what do I do if I'm working with students, whether they be in worship or in some way, shape, or form? How do I take that? Man, maybe take the song and dissect it with them. Listen to the podcast, you know, read the blog. You know, each one of the songs, we reference scripture. Man, you know, like, filter that, you know, and it's a cool way to just explore, like, okay, lyrically, open up that dialogue. Lyrically, do these align with scripture? Does this make sense? You know, and it could be a really cool connection to connect students, like, here's this song with this message, and here's a passage of scripture that goes with it. But also, here's a voice. Here's their voices talking about it and blowing it open even more. And they even brought in somebody else to write a blog about it.
Yeah.
So, like, all those different things, chord charts, and, you know, I mean, all of that.
Yeah. So ways that they can get a hold of the music, use the music, but also learn by it and grow in it. You know, Brandon, you said something really interesting that I think we need to camp out for just a second, is the idea of, you know, understanding who you are and then bringing that to bear, bringing that to the table. And like you said, it's not that you can't emulate or copy. I think all of us come from a place of, we have people that influence us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I think there's power in creativity. Not just for creativity's sake, but taking what God made us to be, how he knit us together, who we are as a group together, and then creating something totally original out of that, that looks like us and feels like us. And so I think that's a great encouragement to youth leaders, because I know a lot of times we just try to find a resource or find a method that we can model and mirror, we can imitate, without really getting down to the heart of, yeah, that's good, but how can the Lord put me into that? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that that's a huge thing with students, in every aspect of student ministry. So I think this goes outside of worship, but also student bands, because it's all just about this consumption of finding what the new Hillsong is, or what the new, you know, Passion Music is, or Tomlin Music, and just, we have to sing that. And then 3 weeks later, we're tired of it. So we get this new song and we sing it again. So rather than saying, now, who are we? How can we lead this group of people most effectively according to our gifts, skills, and abilities, and our makeup? So I think that's, although, you know, you mentioned that, I think there's a larger leadership lesson there. So I don't know if you guys want to add anything to that, or I do,
because, you know, when you reference some of these other bands that are, we know them, we love them, they're huge, but, you know, like, anybody who's releasing music, you know, and that draws us in, that we connect with, or that, you know, there's something catchy about it. You can forget all the production for a second. We have to ask ourselves, where were the songs written from? They're written, a lot of these men and women are writing in the church. You know, they started writing in the church. They started where they were, you know, and the songs that connect to most of us are the ones who are the songs, you know, that other people have written. They're songs that, man, this was their story. This is where Brandon was at. This is where they were at, this process of learning and growing. And something I'd encourage student pastors is, man, if you've got a group of students that are writing poetry, writing lyrics, writing anything, man, get them writing in that place. You know, get them writing there, because, first of all, what a great gift for the church, you know, but also, man, when they sing those songs, they're going to mean it the most because they believe it. It's where they've been.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So good. I think it's a difference between imitating a method and creating culture.
Yeah.
And I
great
think
point.
That's something that we lack a lot of times in the church is, you know, let's let the creativity of the Lord work through us. to bring something new to bear on our context. So I think that that's great. And I love being around people who are involved with those projects. And so we've talked about the project a little bit. Let's kind of shift gears, talk about what you guys know and do best, and that's lead worship and worship in that sense. Love being a part of events with you guys and serving with you in that way and just seeing the way you lead and where it comes from. And just wanted to ask this. So on a practical level, two or three things that we might throw out there as our listeners are out there on the field, guys and ladies in ministry, full-time, part-time, bivo, you know, whatever it looks like, a volunteer leader in their church, small group leader, Sunday school teacher, and leading their kids in worship, whether that's working with a worship band or maybe just leading them in worship in general. What are some things you can say? Here's some handles that we've seen be consistent. And even in your experience as a youth pastor, Let's kind of speak to that for a few minutes and give them some practical things to walk away with today.
Sure. Brandon, you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that keeps coming to my head as we've been talking is just believing what you're singing, right? Maybe that's not what you're looking for exactly, but...
No, actually...
That was really important for me, I think, as a youth to say this isn't just... These aren't just songs that are just here and I like the beat and it's cool, but like sitting down with the lyrics... And like, do I believe the words that I'm saying and why?
Yeah.
And if not, then what does that say about me or about the song? I think that can be really powerful and practical just for anybody leading worship, not even just for students.
From a student education standpoint, it's like we want to lead people not just to do this act, but we want to learn through it, right? So we're growing in the knowledge, as Scripture says, of God, and then we're walking in that, and we're growing, and then He's maturing us through that. So unless we know what's behind this, like you said, it's just kind of words we're saying.
I think worship can be really formative as well.
Yeah.
And so if you look into what you're singing and make sure that you believe it or don't believe it and why, that's kind of forming your faith in a way. And
Making sure it lines up with Scripture.
Yeah.
A number of those things.
So. Absolutely. Which also, I mean, it goes to the most, to me, it's the most important thing. Anytime we're asked any question or like, you know, I mean, like anything to do with music, anything to do with worship, anything to do with teaching, leading, mentoring, discipling, it all comes to this. You know, it's like what I would say to these student pastors is, man, get them in the Word. Get them in the Word, because you know you can't filter a song if you don't know God's Word, and you can't lead people to someone that you are not actively seeking to know.
That's good. Good word.
You know.
Yeah, that's so good. What a practical handle. And a lot of times, I think we think of worship as like, how do you lead the band? And we don't understand it needs to all come back to the Word of God and a walk with God.
Yeah.
And then walking in that. So that's good. That's good. So now specifically, and we'll kind of wrap up with this. A couple of things that might help leaders that may not have musical ability at all, or they have some and they're trying to do all the work themselves and understanding the need to develop kids to lead out in worship. What are some things you might say to them like, hey, do these two or three things as you look at working with a band or even a single person who's leading worship? What would you encourage them with? How would you tell them to move forward past this?
Absolutely. I mean, like we meet a lot of folks who have no experience any way, shape or form, but are investing in and pouring into. And there's great resources online. You know, we're big fans of the Austin Stone, you know, so like, you know, like, Aaron Ivey, or you know, find one thing that you can do is if you can't do it and you have very limited knowledge on worship, man, there's great resource, Worship Leader Magazine. It sounds crazy, but like, you know, those are fundamental things. You know, like researching some men, some women who are doing it, and you know, they've got teaching. You know, they've got like practical steps, and so like,
I was gonna say, I think there's resources out there that you can find, and it doesn't have to be a specific large church or something, but if there is a church that's doing something that you like, I've found it in the Christian music industry that people are generally kind. And if you ask them
reach
for
out
help,
to them. Yes.
They'll help you. It's not, I don't think it's always so complicated. It's like, oh, they're a big name. So send them an email and say, hey, I really need help with my youth team. They're leading worship and I don't know what to do. Or if it's more of like a practical music development thing. I mean, there's a book that I think of is Worship Matters by Bob Coughlin. Like that was really formative for me in learning like the balance of skill, like making sure your skill is on par and your heart are kind of like the play in between those two things and that they're both important, but not focusing too much on the skill side of it.
Yeah. Sure, and that's a good
thing,
word.
Yeah, and one thing too is like, I mean, connect with your worship pastor.
Yeah.
You know, get the worship pastor involved. And it sounds crazy. If the worship pastor doesn't want to be involved, then find another worship pastor who will. It sounds crazy, but like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, but normally, like, that's a good way to connect also the student to the worship leader.
Yeah, so just like we would a context working with adults, we would want to make sure that we're, you know, not doing something that's outside of the context that makes sense to the people that we work with. I think you guys have hit on a great point of resourcing and not being afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
But then also using creativity and finding help and learning from that. And there are a lot of good online tutorials in a lot of different areas. And I would say this, give kids opportunities.
Yeah.
That's a lot of times, like, yes, we have a youth pastor that's really good at leading worship, but they're not developing students to lead. And so a challenge that I would give is like, man, develop those kids and then free them to that ministry, because then you're doing your job as a minister, as a pastor. And
absolutely,
it may not be as good for a while, but that's not what we're called to be. We're called to be faithful with the gifts that God's given us.
And that's right. And what a beautiful place for them to grow and be able to make mistake and in a sense fail, because that's not a failure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what a safe place to do that. I love that word, man.
Yeah,
that's
and you
great.
Can even challenge them or free them to research resources on their own, because you, as a youth pastor, probably don't have a lot of time to sit there and be Googling worship resources or how to play this on a guitar. But that student might be really interested in that, and they can probably find it faster than you can.
Yeah.
And so ask them, hey, would you be interested in finding these five things about playing guitar or about singing or about, you know, incorporating scripture into our service.
And I would also say this, maybe you don't have the means to do that, like in your own skills and abilities, but find a way for them to do that. Even if you can't pay them to lead worship, but maybe you can pay for some lessons. You can buy a piece of equipment, you know, that propels them. Maybe you can move from like 1990s presentation software and platform to, you know, like a 2002 platform, you know?
Yeah.
So you're kind of pushing forward and giving tools and helping them out in that way so they can kind of explore their craft. But guys, listen, I know time is short. We will continue this conversation in the future. And I appreciate what you guys do. And really seriously, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Tom.
It's been a pleasure sitting around the table with you.
You bet.
And I wish you all the best with the new project. Make sure you check it out. Win the Skies with Mike Romero Music. Again, this is Scopos Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll talk to you next time. And we pray that you would hit the mark in life and ministry.
Next time on Scopos.
More conversational evangelism. You know, we want students to be able to relate, not just debate. And so trying to say, what does that look like?
Scopos and the Scopos Podcast are ministries of the BGCO and made available through the generous gifts of Oklahoma Baptist to the Cooperative Program. Find out more about Oklahoma Youth Ministry at scopos.org.
It's going great, man. Man, good. Running around like a million miles per hour today.
What's up, what's up, what's up, boy?
I don't know what I was just doing there, but...